right. So, hey, Greg, welcome back to Sprints and Milestones, season two. Excited to do this. So it's been a couple years. We did the first season kind of in tandem with the book release, Project Management for Humans. We talked a bunch about different PM practices and kind of like the characteristics of good PM, shared a little bit about our own experience working on projects, both together and separately. And
well, it's a delight to be partnering, working with you again on this, because I had fun on the last season. I think you did too. But with this season, we have a theme.
Yeah, we do.
And you like tell everybody what that is.
So I think, so the theme is failure, right? Like the high level, we're talking about failure and we're talking about stories of failure. And we're going to have a series of guests on from different backgrounds coming to us talking and telling us stories about where things went wrong and the lessons they learned. And I guess the idea for this for me really comes back to the fact that as a PM, I feel like I was trained on the job, you know, like everything that I did really came out of just kind of intuition, which means that you end up failing sometimes. Sometimes it's light failure, sometimes it's really rough. And I've been through ups and downs, and I feel like through that failure, I've been able to help other people. Like when I'm in coaching situations with folks, there are a lot of times where I can relate to what they're going through and tell them a story about something similar and the lessons that I learned from it, and maybe even some tips of how to be better. So, you know, the idea here is we can all learn from a good story. A good story is entertaining. It can be fun. It can be interesting. It can be gripping. But at the end of the day, it's just a story unless there's a lesson learned. So I think the idea here is we hear folks' stories of failure, but we also turn it into a positive thing that helps folks learn and just be better, either on the job or just as a human.
This whole topic is so important to not just early career people, but, you know, just even you and I, where we are in our careers. Like, feel like if you're not, it's almost like if you're not making some mistakes, then you're not, I wouldn't say working hard enough, but you're probably not pushing things. You're maybe not taking some risks, taking some chances that inevitably lead to evolution, a maturity of people, of teams, of process. So it's just, it's so important. And yet for me too, I feel like a lot of times we always talk about outcomes. You know, we celebrate the success, but don't necessarily dig into like, how did you get to there? And inevitably that road is paved with failure, right?
Yeah.
So this has always been an interesting topic for me, and I'm glad to see, you know, for us to do something that I think has a bigger message for a wider audience and is applicable, not just in project management or in design or in engineering, but, you know, just really applicable to all,
yes,
you know, folks who Absolutely. Are leading projects or leading teams.
I agree. That's the most exciting thing about this topic and this season of the podcast, or potentially even future seasons of the podcast, is failure, making mistakes. It's universal. And the lessons that we learn are also universal and can be applied from it or to any industry, any person, no matter what. We could talk to a doctor and that doctor could tell us a story of failure, and there's human emotion that comes out of that. There's process that comes out of that. There's communication that comes out of that. Like, there's so many practices that are universal that don't have to be pinned down to project management or design. And it's an opportunity for you and I to kind of break away from that a little bit and just kind of talk to people from kind of different corners of the industry about those experiences, not as a project manager or as a designer, but as a human being who can relate to somebody on an experience that they've been through and the lessons that they learned because of it. The intent of these conversations is really not to focus on the negative, but to focus on the positive outcomes that came from those mistakes, and really honoring the fact that, yes, I am a professional and I do make mistakes and I can talk about them, because I'm confident in who I am and the fact that everyone in the world makes mistakes and we just don't talk about them enough. And I don't know why there's like a social stigma around that. I guess there's the stigma around being professional and being perfect, but that's not who I am. And I know that's not who you are too. I will never be that person. I think it's better to just be genuine and own up to stuff.
You know, I don't know about you, but there's been times where, you know, problems have come up and in the middle of that mess is feeling incredibly alone, right? Of like, why is this happening to me or to us in any mistake or problem, especially when it's new, like something that you've never experienced it. There are those feelings that extra layer of the emotion. We always get to the kind of the doing, but do we ever get to the thinking, feeling, and maybe even saying, you know, what was being said at the time. So I'm really excited to get into that, as you say, to pull on those threads. And that's, I think, some of the extra information that we hope to get out of this.
I'm glad that you mentioned that too, because part of me feels like, you know, there's a minor disconnect between what we talked about in the first season and where we're kind of going with the podcast. But at the same time, it's all connected, right? Like the title of the book was Project Management for Humans. And what we're talking about now are very human issues that are still related to work and can be related back to very kind of like technical project management-y or even management type things. So I think there's definitely a correlation between what we discussed last season and where we're headed. And I'm just really interested to see where some of these lessons learned take us and what this can turn into.
Yeah, agreed.
I just want to say one other thing here. If there's anyone listening to this episode and they're like, I have a great story, we need them to get in touch with us because, again, this isn't just about like we're starting kind of with like a circle of friends and connections. And gotta say, like, it's a big ask reaching out to people and saying, hey, can you come on a podcast and talk about how you fucked up? Like, ooh, that could be tough. And I think some folks, when I sent that first email, they were like, they had a hard think about it. You know, it was like, And then I had to go back and kind of reframe the ask because, yeah, we're not really like calling out a single individual or trying to say like this person is a screw up or they should have never gotten in this situation in the first place. It's really just about like kind of exploring a situation and what happened. And like you said, like what's the human side of it? So also should mention here that like we both recognize that we fuck up fairly often and we're okay with it. And if anyone wanted to sit down and talk to me about my failures, I've got a long list of things like, remember that museum project? You know, that one, right? Or like there was a time where like I missed a detail on a scope and blew a project way up and it had to go back to the client and say, oops, sorry, can't do all that. And he literally yelled at me. Like, so many things in my career I can point back to and say, yes, that is a place where I messed up big time.
So at South by Southwest, I think one of the second panels that I was on was called We Fucked Up.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yep.
And it was stories of, you know, just that and the lessons learned. Probably one of my favorite panels ever. This is a part of us. Like if anybody out there somehow doesn't get something out of this, then consult your physician.
I actually just messed up. I never hit record.
You did it?
Just kidding. Ah! Oh. But that is something I would do. So yeah, but no, we're recorded. We're good. I think this season's going to be great. We've got an amazing production company behind us now, like actually helping us to make entertaining episodes that are not just me and you talking to each other. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, agreed. It's great to be back. Look forward to the weeks to come as we have those conversations.
Really excited to see where this goes. So
yes,
let's do it.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Sprints and Milestones is produced by Audience Ops, a content creation business that helps agencies and marketers publish meaningful content.